Welcome to the Beer Den Podcast. Tonight we're drinking a beer from Sierra Nevada, Tropical Torpedo.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Beer Den Podcast. My name is Ethan Hoopy.
And I'm Michael LaRoe. Tonight we're drinking a beer from Sierra Nevada. It's their Tropical IPA. It's the Tropical Torpedo.
This beer is a pretty translucent gold color. Has a actually pretty clear white foam to it. Like it's not really like an off-white or anything.
Has good carbonation.
Pretty good carbonation to it.
Smells pretty strong of citrus. There is a...
You're going to want to get the microphone, like at least like turn to it a little
you
bit.
You know what? I know how to record an episode, Ethan.
You're kind of like that.
I am talking kind of to the side. Talking into it. I'm like whispering into the microphone's ear.
What's up?
Hey, baby. How you doing? I like those curves. Get in there. This one's pretty drying, though. It's a drying beer.
Yeah, it's. I would definitely agree with that. It's.
Yeah, you do agree with that. It's gonna be a weird episode. Doesn't,
and a lot of that drying must actually come from the hops themselves, because if I remember right, yeah, the alcohol by volume on this is only 6.7. So it's not like it's an overly alcoholic beer. Like it, so it's definitely not the alcohol that I think that's making it drying. This is definitely a very hoppy beer. Clearly, like, spread them out throughout the brewing process. Like, even though this is an IPA, I was definitely expecting something a bit more fruity, a bit more citrusy. This one definitely relies heavily on the hops. It's pretty clear that they went heavy on the hops all the way through the brewing process because of the fact that it is so bitter and the aroma of it is like just really pronounced. I mean, you can, I don't know. It's just a really intense beer. I would almost consider the taste of this to be something that maybe a double IPA would have, especially in like the bitterness of it and the aromas. It's just really intense, this one.
I was also expecting a little bit more like fruitiness out of this.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot more bitterness and drying.
Especially since it's a tropical, yeah, like a tropical IPA, and they kind of advertise it as like a tropical thing. And I was expecting it to be kind of smooth and something that you could, you know, sit on the beach maybe and just kind of sip this. And it's just really intense. And it's not exactly a relaxing beverage. So I feel like the marketing of it doesn't really fall in line with kind of the actual experience.
So we base everything on three criteria here. We have quality out of 50 points, value out of 25, and design out of 25. For this, we both actually scored it at a 22. I think we were just kind of overall unimpressed with the flavor.
Yeah, it relies so much on the hops, and that's kind of a problem for at least this beer, that it doesn't have any kind of maltiness to it, any kind of like traditional beer flavors. There's really none of that. And just the fact that it doesn't have any, like, it doesn't even taste citrusy.
Yeah,
it's just bitter and like just hoppy.
That was the big thing for me, is it just wasn't as citrusy as I would have expected from something that's going to go to the trouble of labeling it as a tropical IPA.
Yeah.
So value wise, I ended up scoring this at a 13. It did come in at $9.99 for a six pack.
Yeah, and that's a reasonable price, but I ended up giving it a 10 for value, just because I probably wouldn't even spend $9.99 for something like this again.
Design-wise, I ended up scoring this at an 18. I really enjoyed the description of it. It was actually a pretty decent one. And it also had printed right on the label that it's a, like, it when it was packaged.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a big deal for us. There is a website call, and I like the coloring on it. But really, other than that, I mean, it's in kind of a squattier bottle, too. So, I mean, overall, the appearance is pretty decent. I would like to see some stamping on the bottle. I think that's always a nice little added character.
Yeah. For me, the design of the bottle and the label itself was really where this thing kind of shined. It does touch on basically everything that we try to look for on these labels and kind of the bottle designs. It does have the squattier bottle, so it's a little unique there, but it has a really good description. It does have like the packaging date directly on the label, so it's very clear and easy to read. And then, it has the ABV, which again is 6.7, and it has their website right on there. And, you know, kind of the overall design, even though it doesn't necessarily work with what the beer actually is, I do think that the artwork on it and kind of the design of it draws your attention to it, and it looks professional. So, I really thought it was... I thought the bottle was a lot better than the beer inside of it.
Yeah.
So 20 for that.
So overall, that's a 52 for you, Ethan, and 53 for myself. We're going to average those out, and we have 52.5 for Sierra Nevada's Tropical Torpedo Tropical IPA.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to another Beer Den Review.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. Links down in the description.
Subscribe, like, and share. And if there are any beers you would like us to try out, leave them in the comments below.
We'll see you on the next episode of the Beer Den Podcast.